I've been a landlord for over 20 years now. My personal experience, and this is my personal experience, is there are certain groups of people that whilst I might not write the advert to discriminate against these groups, in my mind, certainly when I'm interviewing them on the telephone, I will almost immediately exclude them.
Who would they be?
Right. Some of my remarks people might find particularly offensive.
Well, that's what a show like this is about. It provokes debate. We really appreciate honesty, whether we like it or not.
But this is my personal experience. I have, for example, a house in multiple occupation, and my preferred choice is to leave a room empty than have a single DSS young male. My personal experience tells me that because they have had no work experience, because they feel that they are not going to be able to get a job in the near future, they're not bothered. Consequently, they're in the house most of the day, but they find the money for drinks. They are very lazy. They keep the people who are working up in the night because they don't have to get up for work the next day. So one of the groups I exclude, DSS young males.
Other groups?
Other groups. This is going to sound ridiculous. Well, my personal experience, I have had young African males cause me tremendous problems. And that's to do with over-familiarity, because I am West Indian myself, so they see me as their sister and consequently want to just become over-familiar with me and not pay the rent. That is my personal experience.
Anyone else? Any other group?
When I come to letting the properties, I will positively discriminate against the Eastern Europeans because, without a doubt, they come to me with absolutely no problem with regard to getting the rent in full, on time, without fail. If they're going to be late, even if it's only a couple of days, they will call me. If my rent's paid on the first of the month, if the first falls midweek and they're at work, they will call me to say, we are going to pay on Saturday. As a landlord, and letting property is my business, that's my full-time occupation, I need my rent to be paid in full, on time, and the property to be kept in good order. I'm not a social worker, therefore, I can, I believe, say, this is what I need to happen, and these are the groups of people who will make it happen.